everyone. Welcome back to K-Companion. I'm Rachel.
And I am Brittany.
And we are your hosts. We are a bi-weekly podcast made for fans of K-dramas and K-pop. Each week we talk about our favorite K-drama actors, the latest K-dramas we are binging, and continuing to curate our K-pop playlists. We've watched over 110 K-dramas, so we'll tell you what we think you should watch next and what we are trying to keep up with all things K-content. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at @kcompanionpod for even more updates on what we have going on. Today, what are we doing?
Well, today we're catching up on some of the stuff and chatting about what we've been watching, as well as some exciting news that's coming down the line for upcoming things. And the first and foremost, it's been on our, we're watching this for the past like weeks. And so we're going to talk about it now.
To preface this has no spoilers. So today we are going to share some final thoughts on My Demon, briefly. This is not a review of it, but we just wanted to kind of give an update since this is something that we've been talking about every single week for a minute now. So just as a reminder, My Demon is on Netflix. You can feel free to watch it. The description reads, a demon becomes powerless after getting entangled with an icy heiress who may hold the key to his lost abilities and his heart.
Okay.
And who's in it? Remind us.
So it stars Song Kang, Lee Seung Yi, as well as Kim Yoo Jun. Mm-hmm.
So all this time, if you've been with us, it's been like, oh, I enjoy watching it when I'm watching it, but when I'm not watching it, it's hard to hit play on.
Mm-hmm.
So I finished all of the episodes.
Yes.
We started watching this separately because you had started it before me.
Right.
And then I was trying to catch up to you. I caught up to you when it was like episode 9 or something, or 10.
Yeah, I think it was after episode 9. We watched 10 and 11 together.
10 and 11 together. And then it became very difficult to want to hit play on it. I mean, each week we had said, we're fine when we're watching it and we're enjoying it enough, but then it's hard to hit play on. And very quickly, I was just kind of fed up with having it on my watch, you know, have to watch this list.
Right.
And so I finished it and I struggled through it.
Well, and but you finished it at 1.5 on...
The last episodes 13 through 16, I watched at 1.5 and I did not like them at all.
Mm.
And so ultimately did not like this drama overall. It got off to such a good start.
Yeah.
And then around episode 9, 10, around there, by the time we started watching it together, I was like, I have lost interest. Nothing is happening the way I thought it would. And also, like, I don't care anymore.
Well, right. And I think the biggest problem, and I think the part that really made me stop and not continue, was the fact that our protagonist's story, her main goal and prerogative, changed like 4 different times over the course of the first 8 episodes.
Yes.
So it became something where I'm like, why am I watching this? What is the goal for this
And it was
person?
Also like, what is she looking for? Like, right. I don't know, I can't root for you if I don't know what you're up to,
right,
you know?
Right.
And so I just really think that after, you know, halfway through, the storyline just went badly. Just went downhill very quickly. Then they started to take things from other things that we've seen, like Destined with You.
Yeah.
If you've seen Destined with You and you've also seen My Demon.
Very, like, similar contrasting elements there.
Mm-hmm. Basically the same. I don't know how they got away with it. When we're watching it, I was like, oh, so it's the
destined
same.
Destined with You. Okay.
It's Destined with You, it's but not good.
No.
And so, okay.
Well, I think, and that's the hard part, too, is even just in the 11 episodes that I watched, it didn't seem like they knew how the story was going to end.
Mm-mm.
When they first started.
And then it was like they had so, because they had opened all these doors along the way, they were like, oh, well, let's bring back the guy from episode 3.
Yep.
And then it's like,
that sounds good.
No.
With like no explanation. Nothing.
No explanation. And it was also like, okay, so now this is happening.
Right.
And then you have these moments of the two main characters, you know, decorating for Christmas. And I'm like, why am I watching this?
Right.
Like, I got to a point where I was like, oh, okay, so she, maybe this is a spoiler, but she is going to, you know, be in trouble and he's going to save her over and over again. And
right.
Nothing is going to end or change or...
And there's no consequence.
There's no consequence for anything.
And
so
I think
I was like,
that's
okay.
The hardest part is then it becomes, why am I watching?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I had finished it. And you had asked me,
yes,
like, was it worth watching an immediate no. Yeah. Immediately, absolutely not. I wish I had my time back.
Once I heard that you did not enjoy it and mm-mm. didn't find it worth it
not
for the time, I was like,
all.
You know what? I'm not going to hit play. And, which is unfortunate because I really did like the first like 6 episodes.
Honestly, I liked the first like 8 or 9 episodes. And then things just got so out of whack because it was like they were lost. So then I got lost.
Right.
And then I didn't want to find my way back at all.
No.
And they trudged through the mud trying to make it work. And they're like, how about, sure, this. But you were like, did this end up panning out? And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Don't even, like, don't even think about
is
it.
Is this worth, like, is and does you know, this come back around?
This works. Yeah. And it's one of those where there are a few K-dramas where this happens where you're like, all right, sure. Like, sure, that's
like, how that
realistic
would end up.
Into yeah. thinking that could be, you know, there are these loopholes, especially with anything with like My Demon, mm-hmm. where it's like fantastical, kind of mythical anyways, but it's like this was such a stretch. I was like, all right, like all right. I guess. So no, did not enjoy. I did finish it though. It's really low on my master list
yeah.
because I just did not enjoy it overall. I thought the storyline after like halfway through just went downhill and got really confusing.
Right. It seemed like they didn't know how they wanted to end it.
No, they were like, what next?
We're going to add this element because it seemed to work in this other drama really well.
They're yeah. like, you know what I just saw? Hey, we could do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, who's in this writer's room making this storyline?
That's unfortunate. And you don't, to not finish a drama of this type is surprising because you finish a lot of dramas,
yeah,
right, like even if you don't like them, but yeah. this was
Mask Girl for one, but
oh my gosh, yes,
yeah, this was one that just goes on it, the do not finish list,
yeah.
unfortunately. But I will say there were elements of this drama that if you liked this drama, I feel like, or even maybe if you wanted something a little bit better, I feel like Doom at Your Service is a really good
yes
good recommendation. It has very like similar vibes.
The stakes are a little bit more higher, mm-hmm. it's a little bit more, you can kind of like convince yourself into being on board with that one
right.
a little bit more than this, or like this, it's so out of pocket, it's so like, okay, he has this tattoo that has his powers, but then you know things
right.
happen, so it's like, okay, you can kind of get on board. But with Doom at Your Service, that is where it's like, this kind of feels a little real.
Yeah, like, just a little bit. And I don't know if that's, I don't think that's necessarily because the female character in that is like not an heiress. I just think there's more to it.
The female character is a bit more relatable. Mm-hmm. Like, I also think the lead role has more of a dynamic where he mm-hmm. plays a little bit more personality. In the first several episodes, Song Kang, his character had lots of personality.
So much charisma.
And then he was crushed by a bad storyline for the rest of it.
Is awful.
Where you're just like, oh, so much potential is lost.
Right.
And you would see these like fun scenes where he's being funny and you're like, yes, it's back.
Right.
But then he would go away so quickly because, first of all, he wasn't that involved in the last several episodes. Like, it was a lot of secondary characters and diving into the main girl's story, which unsure of motive
yeah.
there. But so that was like, it was disappointing because I do think that I enjoyed half of it.
Yeah, no, like, and that's the thing is, when I think of My Demon initially, I think of Song Kang and his like comedy and charisma and his
yeah.
character and kind of the beginning trajectory of the story, and go, yeah, you know what, if
yeah.
they had just stuck with that, I'm not sure how it would have ended. I don't know, I have no guesses.
I have no guesses on how it could have ended, but the way it did end was
not,
I didn't like.
No. No, thank you.
I have nothing to give, but...
but not that.
Not this.
Take
yeah.
that back. No,
yeah.
thanks. Try again.
Yeah. Let's take it from episode 8. Let's just yep. erase everything that did happen. Yeah, so...
Yeah.
Sad. A little sad.
It is unfortunate,
too,
because there was so much hype around it.
There was. And, I mean, Song Kang... Now, first of all, you haven't loved a lot of his dramas.
No.
But
the thing is, so out of all of the other dramas that I've seen him in, this is the one that I really liked. I really thought I enjoyed the character that he had.
I know. He had so much potential. And then it was like, just crushed by the bad story.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
It was, which is unfortunate.
This one had such a good start, and you were even like, oh my gosh, he's actually, I can get behind this character.
He's a person.
He's
love this.
Funny, and you know, whatever. And so I'm just, it's another one burned by Song Kang. And like, and nothing against him or anything, but this storyline just crushed him.
Was hard. Like, he, I think he had a really good grasp on the character from what I saw.
I don't know why they just were like, oh, okay, really strong start.
Confuse the storyline. We don't know. We don't know how it's going to end either. You tell us next week.
How do you choose the end?
Right.
Yeah. No. Oh, my God. So, anyways, if you did watch My Demon, send us a DM on Instagram at KCompanionPod and let us know what you thought of the ending. Am I wrong?
Are we alone in this?
Am I thinking this is bad and everybody needs to be like, Rachel, come on.
Yeah.
This is not that bad. But I'm thinking it's bad, and I didn't like it.
No. So. Like, I missed it. Missed the boat on that one. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
So, anyways, those are our final thoughts of My Demon. We are done with that, and we are moving on. Thank God. Anyways, what have you been watching?
So, I have been watching My Mister, and I think still liking it. Yes, liking it. I think I'm still at the same point because I was trying to prioritize My Demon and also Dr. Slump,
both watching Dr. Slump, and it's still very good. And then we aren't gonna do a 2-episode test of this one, but we did start watching Soundtrack 2.
Yeah.
And remember Soundtrack 1, it had Park Hyung-sik and Han So-hee in it. And that was like a...
And they did like
four episodes.
Or something.
It was like super short. It was just like a little snippet, and it was about their story. Very cute, right? And I think we talked about it at one point on this podcast. But now they've come out with Soundtrack 2 on Disney Plus, which is a different story with different actors and kind of like its own little vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So we've only watched the first episode, but we watched that last night. And so what is Soundtrack 2 about?
So Soundtrack 2, the description reads, it's about Suho and Hyunseo, who once dated for about 6 years. They meet again as a rich, youthful CEO and a piano instructor. Together, they embark on a project together, and a bumpy, romantic journey full of twists and turns ensues.
Yeah, and in the first episode, it's like we see that like coming back together.
Mm-hmm.
Their paths cross in an unexpected way, and now she's going to teach him piano, maybe not, right? And so I like the vibe of it. It has No Sang-hyung, who we've seen in Behind Every Star and Pachinko, and I liked it. I thought it was a good first episode.
It was like a solid start. It's 40 minutes.
And there are 6 episodes?
Yes, I believe so.
That sounds good. And each episode is like 40 minutes. So, you know, what do you have to lose?
Right?
Anyways, so that's been super fun. That's what we are currently checking out. But there's a lot of news to cover. So what is up first in like music news?
Right. So first and foremost, N-Hyphen did drop a cover of BTS's I Need You.
We love an old one when it comes back around.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely. And especially when it's something where they have a different take on it. Obviously, they have a different sound.
Yeah.
So it is.
That's fun.
Interesting. And you should definitely check it out if you haven't yet.
Meanwhile, Chan Woo, which we knew it was coming.
Yes.
He dropped a music video for his song Stay. And Entity, the album.
Right.
So his album is good. It is a different, it's different from Astro.
Yes.
Which is super fun. And I love that. And his sound, I don't know, it's just, it's kind of like, it's not surprising, but it is like, it's just nice.
No, it's definitely nice. And it's something where his music videos as well. He also released another one for Where Am I, which is another song off of his album. And it's just, it's really interesting to see his artistry. And Ten dropped an album, his first mini album, as well as the feature for Nightwalker, which he dropped a music video for.
Yeah.
Which is so good. And that whole album, that is no skips on that.
No skips, right? And then also, which I did not, I don't know, remember that this was happening, but Killer Paradox released on Netflix on the 9th. It is 8 episodes and it stars Choi Woon-shik, Lee Hee-jun, and Son Suk-kyu. And the Netflix description for this reads, Lee Tang never meant to be a killer, but when he discovers that he's got a penchant for targeting hidden criminals, his vigilante story begins. So This looks intense. We have not started this yet, but it's definitely on the list.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then what else?
Well, Blackpink's Lisa will be making her acting debut in the third season of HBO's series White Lotus, which is exciting.
Which is interesting. Interesting fit.
Didn't Jennie...
Jennie was in Idol.
Okay.
That show that different. Never really took off.
Yeah. No, but, I was going to say, I remembered one of them being a part of something else.
So now they're in the HBO world.
Yeah.
It's happening. They're going to take over. And then a movie featuring Song Joong-ki will be dropping on March 1st. It is called My Name is Lo Ki-won, and it'll be on Netflix. What is the description for that one?
So the description reads, after defecting from North Korea, Lo Ki-won struggles to obtain refugee status in Belgium, where he encounters a dejected woman who has lost all hope.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Song Joong-ki has been promoting this one on his socials.
It's gonna be dramatic.
Seems pretty good.
Yeah.
And then we cannot go without saying something about J-Hope. It's his birthday the other day.
It was. And to celebrate his birthday, it was announced that he's set to release an album in March, Hope on the Street Volume 1. It's going to be 6 tracks and going to be released alongside Hope on the Street, the docuseries that trails J-Hope's dance journey.
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah.
And super fun. We'll look forward to that. Then our playlist pick of the week is Stay by Cha Eun-woo, because it's a good one and it goes with a music video that he just dropped. Any final thoughts?
No, I think I'm just...
Oh, wait. Ooh. We have to talk about the behind the scenes of Dr. Slump that are being dropped on Park Hyung-sik's and Park Shin-hee's Instagrams. It's just like no time has passed between them working together, which is literally the best ever.
The chemistry there is so cute.
Dr. Slump has been a major win and super excited to keep watching it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a good final thought. That has been one that has been easy to keep up with thus far, for sure.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like it a lot. And it's also just like, it's so much more funny than I think we anticipated, because we're forgetting that Park Hyung-sik has this comedic element to anything he does. Like it's the physical competition that he has with her character, and it's gold.
Yeah.
So if you haven't checked out Dr. Slump, get on it before it's too late, before you see too many spoilers. But yeah, that I think is everything we have for today. Be sure to keep up with us on Instagram @KCompanionPod, and have a great day, night, and week. We'll catch you next time.